Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Alan, you're staying put. I'm going to ask you about the rugby now in a second because Tanya Rosser is here waiting patiently in the corner. So much rugby to get through. Tanya, it's going to be a really exciting weekend. The under-20s are already flying it over in Italy this evening. Let's start with the men, shall we? Because we had a team announcement today. Four changes all up front.
Yeah, it's Joe was always going to make these changes, whether it was in the forwards and the backs, but I think injuries has forced his hand on these changes. Like I would have expected, I know Joey Carey's injured. I would have expected a change in a team, but obviously he's out injured. So there were changes that were forced upon with injury as such. You know, Jack's out. The two boys in at the second row are going to be great. Sean Cronin, wow, first Six Nations starts and how many caps has he got? I was unaware of that. That's amazing. So he's up and he's on fine form with Leinster and that. So yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, when you get somebody like Sean Cronin coming up for a start like that, and you like that stat, when you say it out loud, it doesn't sound like it's even true, but to be able to do that with such a leader.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, Sean's quick off the mark, he's great around the pitch, and I, you know, he's probably going to score a try or two this weekend, there's no doubt. He's a scoring machine, so he's stepped right in under Rory, so it's great.
Is it going to be a battle up front? Is that, I mean, I know a lot of these changes were forced, but at the same time, there's probably a lot of thought gone into the pack.
Yeah, Joe's not a silly man. He's really thought this out, and the Italians will try and put it up to us up front. But I think we're just way too strong. I don't think we've seen the best of the Irish for the Six Nations yet, so there's going to be a huge improvement again this weekend. And I think we'll just be too good around the first eight will be just too good around the pitch for the Italians, I think.
It's kind of hard to believe that they haven't won a Six Nations game in, I think it's 4 years. Conor O'Shea, again, another, you know, tactician when it comes to rugby, real rugby brain, not dissimilar to Joe Schmidt. If you were the Ireland head coach, would you have tinkered a little bit with the back line just to experiment with a team that might not be at the same level?
Yeah, I suppose I would, but when you look at it, the tinkers I would have made would have been with Joey Carberry and Jordan Lama, Robbie, and they were all three injured players. So now we're looking at the next lot of players, which is great for them. It's a great opportunity to see how they're going to fall into place with Joe's, you know, his lead up to the World Cup next year, and giving them vital experience within that situation. You know, it's hard to go from number three out half to go and start for Johnny. No one's going to replace Johnny. We know Johnny's out and out, out half for Ireland. But yeah, I would have liked to have seen some changes, but with those three injuries, I don't think it was going to happen.
How bad is the Joey Carberry? You know Joey quite well.
Yeah.
Because you're in the same club together over in Clontarf. So do you know how bad that injury is? How?
No, they've kind of kept it on the lowdown.
Yeah, they have, haven't they? And you just wonder, you know, the Italy game, maybe it's one where, you know, it's a 50-50 call or a 60-40 call, and it's one you can afford to make that call and leave him.
Definitely. I think this was the game for Joey to start, and it was the experience he needed, and he needed just to show that confidence to Joe that he can run and manage a game from the get-go. So that's unfortunate he's out. So I think it could be a little bit more serious than they're letting on. It was just like the same with Robbie Henshaw was out training this week, when I don't know, was he really?
Yeah.
You know, those kind of mind games come into play.
There are mind games, and that is all, it's all going back to, I mean, it's a World Cup year, so, you know, head coaches are keeping cards close to their chest. And if there is an injury, they are going to downplay it. The Robbie Henshaw experiment, what did you make of it?
I love Robbie as a player. He's a great player. Do I think he's a fullback? No. I know he loves playing fullback, but I think he's a great centre, and I think that's where he should be playing. But that's my personal opinion. Joe knows best, and Joe needs cover at 15, so I'd say that's why they're looking at it. You know, Robbie did play 15 back when he was playing schoolboys, and he was a very good 15, but he was just a bit out of position when he was there in that match.
The Italians are missing Sergio Parisse. He's a massive loss to them, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a fine player, and they feed off him. Now, who are they going to feed off? I don't know. Sergio,
we're back to this leader thing again.
Yeah, it's all about leadership, and the Italians don't have it. You know, and the Italian setup is pretty good with Conor O'Shea. They've also got Steve Nabuth out there, who is on the coaching here with the RFU. So the background staff are really good for the Italians. I just don't know what's happening bringing those players through, you know, the leadership and that through in the Italian setup.
When you look at the Six Nations overall, it obviously hasn't gone exactly according to plan for Ireland. But are there, you know, there are obviously, in a, again, back to the fact that it is a World Cup year, you can afford to have wobbles. And OK, maybe it's OK to have one in February. How do you feel the Ireland camp is staying on this train? How do you think that they're doing?
I think, you know, yes, they've had a defeat, and I think they needed that defeat before the World Cup. If we'd have gone into the World Cup without a loss, I think we might have been too overconfident. So that loss to England isn't a bad thing. I think it probably gave them a kick and a reassurance that they need to keep pushing on. I think we're on the right path. There's no doubt about it. And if we don't get to the World Cup, I'd be very surprised. The final of the World Cup would be very surprising.
You would be surprised if we don't get to the World Cup final, really?
Yeah, I believe in Joe. I think Joe's a great coach. I think his depth that he's got in his squad is brilliant. I think the depth within the provinces is really good. So if you look at Leinster and Munster and that, they've got some really good players that can come into that setup. I do. I actually have all faith in Joe, and I think he's on the right track.
It's just a tough road though, isn't it?
Well, even for me, just looking in as a fan and watching the games, I agree totally about the defeat, to be honest, Ivan, because you look at Joe Schmidt and obviously he's not going to be judging the Six Nations. It's all about the World Cup now, as you rightly say. Now, publicly he won't admit it, but I think privately inside he'd be not happy with the defeat, but because it just dampens down expectations, and probably the manner of it as well might be a little bit disappointing, but also it probably lets people know just how good England also are. But going into the World Cup, exactly as Tanya said, in terms of what they're looking to achieve, and they're obviously looking to go and win the whole thing, I don't think it's a bad thing that they lost. And I know that it's probably not gone to plan, the Six Nations, but I don't think he'd be too overly disappointed about that.
They were under pressure at times against Scotland, and even just the fact that Scotland are in the same group in the World Cup is going to reflect well on them. I want to move on to the women, Tanya, because we are in Italy again tomorrow for the Women's Six Nations. Now, they were beaten by Italy last year. These Italian women are tough. They're so, so physical.
Yeah, they love playing a real hard contact game. They love it up front. They'll take one-off balls off the nine and the ten. Their forwards are physical, and they love that pick-and-go game. And that's where I think they'll try and have a go. And Italy take us to the worst pitches that they can find to put the Irish women's team on. So I don't think the conditions are going to be great out there for them. But, you know, our forwards, you know, our scrum's going well, our line-out's going well.
Some of the ball handling, though, has been questionable. Do you think that the Italians will try and force some of that again?
Yeah, if I was the Italian coach, I'd definitely be putting on line speed on the girls and really putting on a huge amount of pressure in that midfield area, because that last pass, like you said, isn't going to hand. And so I would, if I was the Italian coach, that's the area I would have attacked on, my line speed, getting up in their faces and putting loads of pressure on them.
It's been such a change, hasn't it, in the squad since you played, but even a couple of years ago, there are so many new players, young players, but some of them really don't look like they're new and naive. They look like players who are going out and bossing it.
Yeah, the young girls are actually doing really, really well. And it's good because they've come in and they've started rugby a lot younger than when I was playing. You know, the girls were coming in later. So their rugby brain, as you call it, or their game management is coming along really nicely. And there's a lovely young nine playing tomorrow, starting tomorrow, which is great, which will give us a different dynamic. And hopefully she goes really well, because I felt in the last two games that 9-10 combination wasn't the strongest. And I'm hoping that she'll come along and move the ball away a lot quicker and give the back line a lot more time on the ball. I just felt that the ball was a bit slow coming from the ruck, so that meant the defensive lines on the girls out in 12 and 13 were up in their face and they couldn't do anything, so therefore putting them under pressure with their passing.
The good news is Craig Casey has scored a try in Italy, so Ireland now lead 27-0, 60 minutes gone, so we're safe enough there, I think. good start to the weekend. Do you think that both the men and the women will be able to take a win in Italy at the weekend?
Oh, definitely. I think it'll be tougher for the ladies, but they'll grind it out. And the men will, and I would say I'd give them 15 points, if not more. I'd be surprised if it was any closer than that.
Okay. I'll be texting here. Hope our guest is Tanya Rosser, is right, former Irish international, about us getting to the Rugby World Cup final, but feel one of us is delusional. It's like buying a mayo. It's like buying a Mayo for Sam flag. That's very, very unfair on both Mayo and on Ireland. We have great faith in Joe Schmidt. Okay, any thoughts on the rugby, Alan? Will you watch it?
Oh yeah, I watch all it. Like, even though I wouldn't be the most ardent rugby fan in the world, I don't mind admitting, but the Six Nations matches I do watch and get stuck into that, and obviously the World Cup as well. But like Tanya said, even just as a sports fan, I have huge admiration for Joe Schmidt.
Yeah.
And the way he carries himself and all, and how dignified and classy he is. So I'd have huge respect for him and all the rugby players, to be fair. They seem to be a really good bunch.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.